You've heard me on this program with any number of authoritative people on the damage of wind farms, wind turbines. Who has ignored all of that evidence? Same man, Harcher. No ICAC knock on your door about any of that. People weeping and writing to me, you've heard them on the program, begging letters. What is going to happen to us as government ignores what we're suffering as a result of these wind farms? There was a public meeting recently, to take one example, at Collector on the way to Canberra. A 63 wind turbine farm. The public in total opposition. A detailed report from the New South Wales Planning Assessment Commission, full of mistakes. But no one to peer review it, no one to assess it, no capacity within Harcher's department to say whether what they're saying is right or wrong. Are these Australian companies? No, they're not. The point is, the public met and expressed vehement opposition to this because they'd heard and read the health consequences of these wind farms. Apart from the fact that the bit of energy they provide is expensive and it's going into the grid and jacks up your electricity price, and apart from the fact that it will never ever provide a viable replacement alternative to coal-fired power. But then one report commissioned by a farmer found that these wind turbines result in a 60% reduction in rural property values. Many of these properties are these people's superannuation. But as has been demonstrated, if you're going to prop up the likely failure of your energy needs relying on wind power, that also could cost the taxpayer billions of dollars. One academic report says this: on the Eastern Australian grid, it is not possible for wind energy ever to displace dispatchable, reliable generation supplying baseload demand. In that regard, the proposal by some Australian policymakers to replace major coal-fired power stations with a fleet of wind farms is not technically achievable. The paper called it a dangerous strategy. The friends of Collector talked about this. They were talking about the health consequences. And the O'Farrell government, Harcher, he's now gone, 63 turbines, forget the people, forget their views, forget the science, approve the wind turbines. Why is it that these mining companies and wind turbine companies have just a complete hold over government? No ICAC looking at any of this. And this mongrel mob, the Planning Assessment Commission, there's a report of the Flyers Creek. Flyers Creek is south of Orange. And we learned today that the Department of Planning Infrastructure is preparing their planning assessment report, 43 wind turbines. And then once the planning assessment report is completed, it's forwarded to the Planning Assessment Commission for a final determination. Not the minister, not the government. These unelected people. All this on Harcher's watch. No knock on the door about any of that. Barry O'Farrell said he'd return power to local government. Well, this mob at Collector, it's owned by a Thai company, a Thai power-generating company. The local people at Collector are 99.9% opposed. Then you've got the Gullen Range wind farm, currently being constructed, approved by Harcher, 20 kilometres west of Goulburn. 73 wind turbines were given approval by Harcher in 2010. No one knocked on the door then. And it'll begin operating next year. Who runs it? Oh, sorry, of course, a Chinese company called Gold Wind. Then you've got the Bodongora wind farm, which was approved by the O'Farrell government, Harcher, in August last year. None of this went to ICAC. 40 turbines, run by an outfit called Infigen Energy, which used to be Babcock and Brown. Four major wind farms proposed around Mudgee and Wellington. If these things were so safe, why wouldn't you put them on Bondi Beach? Or down Parramatta Road? They want to build 250 turbines at Oongala. Some as high as 194 metres with a blade length of 65 metres. Who own it? Ratch Australia, a Thai outfit. Then in Queensland, the Atherton Tableland. You go wherever you like, this is going on. How do these people have this hold over government? This is all part of this global warming hoax legacy. John Hegarty, a Sydney lawyer, wrote to the Planning Assessment Commission on behalf of the Friends of Collector. Meaningless. Forget it. Forget it, you're wasting the ink. This mob on the Planning Assessment Commission are appointed by the minister. They do his bidding. I don't know what planning knowledge they have, let alone anything about coal seam gas, but they're all there, and they bear no relationship to the problems that people face. I've had letter after letter after letter, awfully disturbing, from people living within 1.42 kilometres of industrial wind turbines, dreadful sleep, dreadful symptoms, but they ignore Harcher International Research. Does ICAC worry about any of that? No. He loses his job when they can't even explain what he did wrong. And here are billions of dollars of projects damaging our future for agricultural land, our health, our water, the lot. Julia Gillard was in government, hopeless, commissioned an expert panel to investigate electricity price increases. There was a British academic, former New South Wales Treasurer Michael Egan, a former chair of the Australian Energy Market Commission, and they found that taxpayer-funded subsidies for green schemes, renewable energy targets, that's wind turbines, risked wasting resources, their words, on a grand scale. And the report said that supervision of these green schemes, wind turbines, is chaotic, that scrutiny was virtually non-existent, in other words, your money was completely wasted, and the expert panel found that the scrutiny of public environmental spending and subsidies, our money, quote, is undeveloped, with consequent risk of waste of resources on a grand scale. An expert panel commissioned by Gillard and ignored. We have brown coal reserves that would last us 539 years and black coal reserves which would last us 111 years. And we peddle all these green schemes, sabotage and destroy one of our nation's greatest competitive advantages, cheap energy. And now people all over the country writing to me everywhere, pleading for someone to understand that their health is suffering from these wind turbines. And statements are made in the Victorian Parliament about it, and nothing is done. Did Hartcher listen? Does O'Farrell listen? Does Brad Hazzard listen? 40 of them near Wellington, 73 west of Goulburn, 63 at Collector. Who amongst these people has a voice? No one. As one correspondent said to me, each of the corrupt, inept and fraudulent departments of health, planning and noise pollution regulation are using the opinions of the others. That is, each one using the other's opinion to continue to ignore the evidence. The person wrote to me and said there will be either civil disobedience, damage to property, suicides or worse as a result of people's basic human rights being ignored in this way. People are not going to take this forever. Who has the money, though, to take these people to the Supreme Court? Who has the money to get an injunction? How can these so-called public servants continue to get away with this?